caramel apple cookies. Mmm.
Felt a lot better than I have in a while. So, a couple things I'd like to, well, pitches I'd like to have back for sure. Still, my efficiency is not where I want it to be, pitch count wise and stuff, but it's a tough lineup. So, I was definitely pleased overall.
I didn't know that that was the one. I thought I had seven, and then it became pretty obvious. And then I just wanted to spend a minute with the fans and thank them for the ovation and thank them for all the support.
Had to happen here in Fenway, especially, and then the Red Sox team and, you know, and Alex, the wait and acknowledge me, that was something I won't forget.
You know how, good morning, by the way. You guys all right? Good. Fantastic, then. You know how yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day? And more on that in a second. But you know how yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day? Well, evidently, today is... What's it? It's Talk Like a Pirate Day? That's like a thing? That's a real thing? Pirate Steve?
That's a real thing.
Do you remember Dodgeball and Pirate Steve? Please tell me you do. All right, go on. So it's a real thing.
I've never been a part of it, but yeah. I've heard about it.
Can we have Shep Drops Day? Where we play nothing but Shep Drops? Is that Shep wouldn't get mad, would he?
I immediately think ganja.
Shep's in Cleveland right now. Oh, he might not be. Well, because the Fox Sports Detroit crew is off today.
If you had to pick one cookie, if there was one cookie that you could eat for the rest of your life, just one cookie, what cookie would that be?
Caramel apple cookies. Mmm. We have to have fun. Because the Tigers are so bad against the Indians.
It's incredible.
That it's just, they've lost 17 straight, right? 17?
16 straight? Six.
I think your mic's off, Ryan. There you go.
16, there we go.
16 straight against a division opponent.
Hey, Dan, do you think it's good enough weather to do something today?
You love picnics? So do I.
John can't even face the mic because he's laughing so hard.
Oh, I love him so much. I love that. Gosh, I love that so much. You have no idea. All right. The Tigers lose in extra innings by a score of 2-1 to the Cleveland Indians. 16 straight they've lost to the Tribe? That's a real thing, man.
We were looking it up yesterday just because it seems like that would probably be a record. The Yankees have beaten the Orioles 16 straight this year also.
You know, isn't it amazing? We were talking about the Orioles at the beginning of the year and just how bad they were, and they might be even worse than last year. And they're bad, but little did we know that we were going to be worse. Little did we know. I think the most fascinating thing is almost on a nightly basis watching which Oriole pitcher is going to get lit up and blow a game. It's almost on a nightly basis, and I think maybe that is more that is something that maybe those of us that are engaged in fantasy baseball and perhaps, dare I say, are playing in a championship, maybe that's something that we are more in tune with than like the average human, but. A couple nights in a row, they blew one the other night where both their closers got lit up. And then last night they gave up six in the ninth inning to the Jays. Six. Like, do you get that? Last night it was Castro's turn. Are you ready for this line? This is his line. Two-thirds of an inning, three hits, two walks, five earned runs, six runs total. Man, he's making those hits and walks count. They're all coming home. They're all coming home. Unbelievable. Tigers lose in extra innings to the Tribe. It is, you know, it's funny because I don't know, have we had this conversation? I'm not sure we've had this conversation, and I think about this often. Isn't it weird how our teams in town are really kind of devoid of a rival? Are the Indians the closest we can say for the Tigers are like what a rival's supposed to be? Is that the closest we can say for the Tigers? Because normally it's got to be someone in your division, right? Isn't that like the criteria, at least somebody in your division that, you know, you see a lot? Because you can't say, hey, man, wow, they got this rivalry with the Orioles when they, you know, see each other six times a year or whatever. But, I mean, really, who's the closest thing to, like, gun to your head? Who's the Tigers' rival? Cleveland? Yeah, see, Dan, your face is telling it all. I feel the same way. It's like, I honestly think all four teams, if you looked at all four professional teams and asked yourself that question, okay, look, I'm going to do it right now. Red Wings, biggest rival, go.
I'd say Blackhawks, honestly.
You still think the Hawks?
Yes.
Over in the West?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with you. Fine. Sounds good. I'm not emphatic about it, but okay. That sounds good.
But what about Colorado?
The Lions.
Packers.
Bears.
See, it was always the Bears growing up for me. It was always.
Well, they were good.
Yeah, that was. Oh, I wanted to beat the Bears so badly. Ditka's Bears. That was like the measuring stick for me.
When we were growing up, it was kind of like they were either going to the Super Bowl or they were terrible. So.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, I mean, who's, and they say that, like, I'll go back to the Pistons. Who's the Pistons' rival?
It's
winning.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm. It
mediocrity.
You have to be good to have a rival, I think. Like, and the other team doesn't really necessarily have to be good. Like, I feel like forever, the Braves' rival were the Mets, and the Mets just, they weren't even that good.
It's just weird. That was one of the things I was doing this morning. I was just going in my head going, okay, who's your biggest rival? Because, I mean, there are, you know, a ton of rivals. Like St. Louis and Chicago, right? The Cardinals and the Cubs. I got a chance to see a Cardinals and the Cubs. There's a different vibe in the building. There just is. There's a different vibe in the building. And growing up for me, a lot of times with the Tigers, believe it or not, it was the Jays. Because you'd get a lot of the Canadian fans come in, you know, especially when both were in the AL East. That was like, you knew when the Jays were in town, because it would be kind of a fired up crowd, and you know, they both had so many good teams and everything, but I don't know. It's just like, who's the rivals of our teams? It's weird. Oh, we got a clock sync. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
14 seconds. I'm at 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
So it's gone up every day this week, right? It's gone up every day this week, our clock sync game. Yeah, if you don't know what the clock sync game
is. So it was 0, 6, 12, now 14.
Yeah. And just quickly to explain what the clock sync game is, like, we're supposed to be on time in radio, believe it or not. And the one thing that we found out after doing this for a couple months is our clock's wrong. I don't know how the clock's wrong, so we have to plan accordingly. So my out time was legitimately 13 seconds ago, but it's now all across the great state of Michigan. Hey, what's up? Sean Belegian here for my good friends at Luca Mariano. Francesco and his team have spent nearly 10 years planning and perfecting the best bourbon available right here in Michigan. If you like bourbon, you gotta try this premium product. As a matter of fact, we invite you to taste Luca Mariano at the Bourbon and Bacon event with our friends at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resorts on September 21st. Luca Mariano American Whiskey, family selected premium whiskey, born in Italy, distilled in Danville, Kentucky, bottled right here in Michigan.
It's an amazing sound and light extravaganza honoring the dynamic legend of Queen. Tickets are on sale now for We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The number one Vegas sensation. A night of spectacular sight and sound. If you love the music of Queen, you'll love We Will Rock You. Don't miss a tribute to the legend of Queen. We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd. Tickets start at $22 and are on sale now at the Eagles Landing and Soaring Eagle box office. Online at etix.com. See the spectacle and grandeur of Queen for fans of one of rock's great bands. Don't miss We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
During the Wix 2-week sale, save 10% when you buy $250 or more of Wix or Man filters. Need shock absorbers? Then it's time for Quality Shocks from Monroe. Shop online at MyAutoValueStore.com and save 20% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code AUTOFEST. 19. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Glad you could join us wherever you may be all over the great state of Michigan. Shout out to those of you catching us on CN900 around the state as well. We really appreciate the guys at CN900. I think we're going to be doing some things with them in the near future too, which is pretty stinking cool. We appreciate Rob and everybody at CN900. Tigers have lost 16 straight season finale, series finale, all of that today as they look to avoid 17 straight. For the record, the Indians' streak is their longest against any team since they beat Baltimore 17 consecutive times going back to 1954. I'm reading this story that popped up at about 3:37 this morning. Take it a step further. Did you guys see this? Not only are they 17-1 against the Tigers this season, they've gone 37-7 against the Tigers since September of 2017. 37-7. I kind of like the Tribe's chances today with Mike Clevinger on the mound. If you want, you can call me crazy.
It's the Norhagen combo, though.
It's a good point. It's the Norhagen start?
Yeah, I mean, they've been pretty decent with how that's worked out for them. Sure, Mike Clevinger's like.
Remember when
he's been pretty good this year.
Remember when Daniel Norris was going to be a great young pitcher for years to come? Do you remember that? Those were good times. Can we confess that, can't we?
Daniel Norris has struggled with injuries, and he had cancer one off season. I mean, it's just been a struggle for him to get to 100% healthy.
Yes.
He also struggles throwing the ball in the strike zone.
He also struggles being good. He does. It's all right. It's okay. I wish, you know what, here's the thing. Like, I'm not, you know how a lot of times people say they stop watching? Like, I'm not a stop watching guy. I'm not, really. I don't think either of you guys are. I'm not a stop watching guy. I just wish there were more things to be, like, excited about. Things to look forward to. You know what I mean? Because where I'm at right now is the only thing going on for the Tigers right now is hope. That's it. That's it. It isn't anything you can really sink your teeth into. You hope that a lot of these guys that we've talked about ad nauseum, I might add, a lot of these guys turn into something that they aren't right now. Something that they are projected to be, but something that they aren't right now. That's not to say that everybody across the board is struggling. We've, again, talked about that ad nauseum. I mean, there are some guys that, okay, well, let's see. They're few and far between. But I don't know. I just look at a guy like Daniel Norris. And, Dan, to your point, you're absolutely right. Whether it be injury, whether it be going through the cancer thing, it just seems like it's been one thing or another, but he just has not been able to put it together. And it was interesting because if you remember that first little spell that he had with the Tigers, he had the 8 games in 2015. He pitched very well down the stretch. He had a 3.68 ERA and a 101 whip. Remember when the Tigers first picked him up? And then in 2016, it was a 3.38. The whip kind of skyrocketed, but he found a way to get himself out of trouble. And since then, it's just he's been struggling. There's no other way to say that. 5.31 ERA, 1.61 whip, 5.68 ERA, 1.47 whip, and this year 4.62 ERA. And a 135 whip. Now, what do you think it'll be? Daniel goes 3 or 4 innings, and then Verhagen comes in 3 or 4? How do you think
that's
play
about,
itself
that's
out?
About how it works. I think Norris is like 2 or 3 innings.
I like Norhagen. Did you come up with that?
I did not. I don't know who came up with that. That was an FSD thing.
Was it? That's pretty good. Yeah, it'll be a Norhagen start. That's a very good thing. Well, they better pitch well because Clevenger's been awesome. He's been outstanding. I still can't believe that the Tribe are like in a position to potentially make the playoffs. Like, honestly, I'm not being funny. With everything that's happened with them this year, I mean, they're what, a half game out? Is that hold on. I'm almost positive it's a half game out, but I always like to fact check myself. I think they're only a half game behind the Rays. Isn't that how it works? I mean, it looks
half
like
game out.
Yeah, it looks like the Twins are going to win this. I mean, they would have to have a Tiger 2006 collapse to give up this division. But I don't know. We'll see. It's the Astros and everybody else, though, isn't it? Right, Dan, you nailed it. I just listen. I don't see the Yankees. I mean, unless Severino comes back and, you know, he already had the one appearance. Unless he's just lights, I just don't. I mean, who you got? Astros pitching versus the Yankees pitching in a series. Who you got? You get to throw out Cole and Verlander, right? I kind of like the Astros' chances there.
I like the Yankees' bullpen, which is, I mean, pretty much unstoppable.
Betances is done now.
They haven't ruled him out yet, they said. It's partial tear.
Yeah.
They haven't said yet if he's out. He was there yesterday with CeCe for CeCe's last start at Yankee Stadium. I'm still going to take the Astros. I'm not going to change. I mean, they've been the best team in the league. the whole season. So I don't know why I would change my pick. But, I mean, I'm not – the Yankees' bats are just – are unreal. And so, are but so is the Astros. The Astros lineup is crazy,
all right,
too.
Can I ask you, are we sleeping on the Twins a little bit? Is this twin team capable, like, pinch their whittle cheeks? I said whittle. Yes, whittle. Pinch their whittle cheeks, coochie coo. Are they capable of popping an upset?
With Martin Perez pitching?
Oh. You know what's great is when he remembered he was Martin Perez. Remember? Because, for a couple months, he was pitching really well. And it's like, I think one morning he woke up and he looked in the mirror and he goes, oh, I'm Martin Perez. And all of a sudden, he remembered he was Martin Perez and started pitching like Martin Perez.
Jake Odorizzi.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Odorizzi's having a pretty good year, though, isn't he? He's another guy. He teased for a few years. Remember when he was in Tampa? He kind of teased for a few years. He can rake.
He's James Shields 2.0.
You think he is?
Yeah, he's okay. I still don't know how James Shields got the nickname Big Game James. What big game did he have? Let me know. Call in.
I love that stuff.
Dan, 4 years later, decides wants to pick a fight with James Shields.
I love things like that.
It came up in the office the other day.
When it agitates you, it's like, okay, seriously, help me out here.
So our pay-per-view event, we're going to warm up with Dan versus Big Game James. Now lead to the headliner.
Let's go.
Mr. Funfetti's.
Let's go.
Situation.
I got one left. And I'd toy with him. I'd just throw nothing but jabs. I'd throw, it's just, you know, boom, boom. That's what I'd pull with that guy, the situation. Give me a break. All right, Lee Sterling joining us at 8:01 as well. Glad you can join us wherever you may be all over the great state of Michigan. 313-396-5527. That's the Auto Value guest line on a Thursday morning.
Does the sizzle have your attention yet? You don't want to miss brand new $9.99 dinner special. Your choice of the 7-ounce prime rib, 1-pound rack of fall off the bone barbecue ribs, or the signature 6-ounce sizzle and sirloin steak. Each comes with 2 sides and bottomless yeast rolls. Yours for only $9.99. Monday through Thursdays, 3 to 8 p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Hey, watch football in style with a Samsung 58-inch smart 4K UHD TV from Meijer and save $250, plus get $75 off your next purchase. Show your team pride with up to 40% off young men's and team licensed apparel. If you missed items on your back-to-school list, Meijer has buy one, get one free Avery binders, Post-its, and 5-star products. Buy one, get one 50% off the Yankee Candle Fall Collection and all Yankee Candle large jars, and give your home a refresh it deserves with 20% off fashion rugs, 300 and 400 thread count sheets, and bath essentials at Meijer.
You could say I'm just like anyone. I work a job until the day is done. But that ain't what I'm living for. Yeah, I was meant for so much more. I got to get a better view. That's why I'm thinking maybe me and you. Lost, finding doubt on the map. I'll go with you wherever and talk about forever as long as we're together. I'm in. Let's get lost where the stars burn brighter with building us a fire.
All right, welcome back in. Glad you can join us. Glad that Old Americana is with us as well. Just a programming note, Rico will be back in tomorrow. It's that busy time of year for me. So I have a feeling I'll have a visitor four with Luca Mariano tonight. You need something to help you through that Tennessee Titan Jacksonville Jaguar annual Thursday night tilt.
We also have to give away the bourbon and bacon.
Yes.
Trip this week.
Looking
for today.
Yes.
So how do you want to give it away?
You know what? How about this? How about yeah, in case you don't know what that's all about, there's the bacon and bourbon event up at another friend of ours, Soaring Eagle Casino and Resorts, and we are giving a trip away. We've been talking about it for a few weeks. You can go taste test Luca Mariano yourself. How do you want to do that? I'm glad at least we're well thought out. I mean,
I think we have to do one of your old games.
You think so?
I think so.
If somebody's interested, we could do a version of Pick 3. I could do that. I have no problem doing that. Time. Tell me what time.
8:35.
That's for all you Jerky Boy fans. Yeah, 8:35. The good mail-in segment? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Don't tell anybody. All right? You guys? At 8:35, the show's effectively done. Like, Dan, Ryan, and I are already out in the parking garage, if you didn't know that. We just let you in on a little secret. But you can't tell anybody. Promise?
Especially you, con lady. Don't tell her if we ever leave at 8:35.
Don't you dare tell UConn lady. Because she'll be sitting out there at 8:35. Listen to me. If the boys are out there 1 minute later than usual, she's ticked off. And nobody needs UConn lady to be ticked off. You have no idea what we're talking about, but if you put two and two together, I bet you can figure it out. There is this lady that literally sits there waiting for Dan to pull out. And then like fires dirty looks at Dan like, ah, you're usually here at 9:05. Why are you here at 9:07? And I just dropped a drop, and I didn't even realize that I dropped a drop.
Ryan is uncontrollable in here.
Yeah, I just realized what I said after I said it.
That was too good.
It happens.
Beautiful.
That's the way it happens. Somebody said more Shep drops. All right. What do you have? What do you have?
I mean,
well, you know, if all else fails, I can ask a question like, "What's your favorite cookie?" If all else fails, we can
caramel apple cookies.
Why is that so funny?
And you said 8:35 was our main.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Somebody said fire up the Michigan excuse meter till next July. Zach Charbonnet allegedly going to miss 3 to 6 weeks. That's a rumor that's out there. I haven't heard official, right? Isn't that this is more serious than they think? I don't know. Freddie said, how about Taco Charlton, the can't-miss 10-star at Michigan who finally showed up in his last four games of his Michigan career to get drafted in the first round? I was not sure then what Dallas or any team saw in him. He was a third, 3-4-rounder at best, one of Jerry Jones' rare misses. Jones does not get enough credit for drafting really well. You guys realize Jerry Jones now has been there longer than Tom Landry was in Dallas. 30 years, time flies. That comes from Freddie. You know what the problem is with Jerry Jones? And this is why Jerry Jones isn't going anywhere, because his ego won't allow him to. A lot of people have suggested, why doesn't Jerry Jones go get himself a general manager, right? A lot of people have said that. Jerry Jones isn't going anywhere. And the reason why Jerry Jones isn't going anywhere isn't because it's Jerry Jones. Well, partially it is. Of course, it's Jerry Jones, all right? Do you know what the thing is? Jerry Jones knows that people out there think that it was Jimmy Johnson that put that team together exclusively. That's, Freddie, you know it. Everybody knows it. So, Jerry, as a general manager, Jerry has to show everybody he can do it himself. This is just my guess. This is 100% guess. My guess is if the Cowboys ever won a Super Bowl again, my guess is Jerry Jones would probably relinquish the general manager title. Some people might call me crazy because his ego would not allow him to do that. But that's just a guess. Just a guess. Freddie, that's incredible, though. I guess I didn't think about it. You know, Landry was there, you know, 1960 through the 88 season, and Jerry Jones and company came in 99. That's crazy when you think about it. That's absolutely crazy when you think about it. 1996 is a long, long time ago. That's the last time the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl. And you guys know as well as Barry Switzer may as well not have won that Super Bowl because people, it was Jimmy's team, all of that. All right, which quite frankly, like Barry Switzer was the head coach. But Jimmy Johnson gets the credit for all of that. You guys know it. I know it. That's just the way it is. And I think most importantly, Jerry Jones knows it, which tells me he isn't going anywhere. Taco Charlton, Ryan put up a graphic. 27 games played, 46 total tackles, 4 sacks in his career. He's been a healthy scratch 4 of his last 6 games. Rod Marinelli wasn't real high on Taco. And it wasn't just Tuesday either. Just wasn't real high on him.
Do you think LeBron will try to put in a copyright claim on Taco?
You know what he could do? Like, honestly, he could say, listen, I need you every Tuesday if you're not busy, and we can have a true Taco Tuesday. So he could travel with LeBron. He could, look, it's a Taco Tuesday, and he and LeBron are just hanging around waving to people and things like that. Yeah, the can't-miss guys. I was a little surprised he went in the first round. I'm with Freddie there. I was a little surprised he went in the first round. Can I get back to this very quickly? Because the more I look at this, now you guys, I think people know if you follow it all, Pineda was just suspended a couple weeks back. Yeah, so he's out. So here's what the Twins' starting rotation looks like. Berrios, Perez, Gibson, he was another can't-miss guy. And then he got injured. I think he had Tommy John, and he came back, and he just it hasn't happened. Odorizzi and something called Devin Smeltzer is their fifth. Now, I'm not sure how much they'll use something called Devin Smeltzer when the postseason starts. But that pitching staff isn't horrible. And Berrios can just be downright nasty. You know the thing that in my mind not enough is being said about? They got a bunch of bats in the lineup that are just raking, man. They really, I mean, have you looked at the Twins roster? I think a lot of times maybe we're guilty of just assuming, well, it's the Twins and a small market. And, yeah, Gardy had all those teams that got in the playoffs, but they never did anything. They're not ever going to do anything. Have you taken a second and, like, looked at their lineup? It's downright frightening. And you have to remember, they had set the record for the time being for most home runs in a season before the Yankees had passed them. But Polanco's at 22-78 home run and RBI. Rosario's at 31-101. Max Kepler is at 36-90. CJ Cron, 24-76. Nelson Cruz, who I'm convinced at age 70 could hit 20 bombs. Nelson Cruz is at 37-97. Scope isn't even a full-time player anymore and has 22-56. Miguel Sano in 97 games. 97 games, guys. 30 home runs, 69 RBI. That's in 97 games. Mitch Garver, their catcher, 30-66. Guys, are we being a little disrespectful to the Twins? I'm asking you two right now. Are we being a little disrespectful to the Twins? Just a little? I'm going to be intrigued to see who they face first. I really am. I'm going to be intrigued to see who they face first. They could... Come on, am I being an idiot if I say they're capable of knocking somebody off? I don't think they can go to the World Series. I'm not saying that. But could they knock somebody off? Could they not knock off the Yankees, for example?
I would say the Yankees. I don't think Houston. No way. The Yankees, I mean, if they don't hit, their pitching's not going to win them a series.
It's the Brian Cashman, the curse of Brian Cashman. Seriously, think about all those series that the Tigers and the Yankees had. Whether it be 06, I mean, where their pitching just absolutely blew up in their face. 11-12, and the Tigers just had their way with them. Wasn't it Jarrett Wright that was forced to start that game four in 06? Like, Joe Torre's literally like, okay, I don't know. Let's throw Jarrett Wright out there. That was kind of the position they were in 06. I mean, as much success as the Yankees have had, and if you ask an Yankee fan, they should have had more World Series. Clearly, the fact that they haven't won as much, you can look at their pitching staff. Their pitching staff has betrayed them time and time and time again come playoff time. All right, do you guys have a rooting? I think I'm going to pull for the Twins. Do you guys do that? Do you pull? Do you just say to yourself, you know what? I have a team to root for, and I know a lot of people a couple years back. I'd like to see JV win one. Wouldn't it be cool to see JV win one? No, it wouldn't be cool to watch JV win one because he should have won one here. And spite and bitterness gets the best of you. I'm going to pull for those cute little Twins. Win Twins.
If Houston loses, no one can talk to Verlander after the game anyway. So,
yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm going to pull for the Twins. I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I think people may be sleeping on the Twins a little bit. They're 43-34 at home, 50-25 on the road. That is the best mark, I might add, in the AL. I think it might be the best mark in the majors. Let me scroll down quickly and check the NL just to fact check myself. Yes, it is the best mark in the majors. 50-25 on the road are the Twins. I don't know. That's a dangerous team. When you take a look at the run scored. All right, let me ask you a question. You ready? Who has scored more runs, the Houston Astros or the Minnesota Twins? You know it's a loaded question when somebody asks you a question like that.
And yeah, I don't have the stats open right in front of me either. The Twins.
Yes. Yes. Come on now. Come on now.
I think the Yankees have more runs than the Astros. I'm pretty sure they're like damn near the record.
Yankees
for
runs
scored.
896.
Well, that was the 2008 Tigers.
Yeah, they were going to score 1,000
runs. They scored, yeah, like, what was it? What did it finish up? 1,100, something like that? Greatest team ever? Oh, what a bad year. My gosh. Yes, the Twins are second to the Yankees. The Yankees are at 896. The Twins are at 877.
In 2008, the Tigers scored 821 runs, which was second best in their division, and they finished last.
Yeah, that was awful.
Because they gave up 857.
Oh, they were so bad that year. Absolutely. You know, when like, honestly, the Twins have given up 709. The Yankees have given up 701. It's amazing how close the numbers are. It really is. I don't know. I think that Twin team can be a little bit more dangerous than people are giving it credit for. We'll wait and see when things or the way things play out. But honestly, the Twins have scored 19 runs less and given up 8 games more. Mike Bratta hit me up with this. He said, favorite stat of the day comes from Brian Dulick from the Associated Press. The Tigers' magic number is 8 to clinch the number one draft choice.
What do they have? I think they only have 10 games left, though. Right? 10 or 11?
Let me do quick math. That'd be 11. 11 games left. Yeah, they have 11 games left.
So they need to lose 8 of 11.
Yes.
To lock it up.
Listen.
That's doable.
Oh, it is. But you know what else is kind of frightening? The Orioles have just been awful. And their bullpen, we talked about it earlier, their bullpen has just exploded. So that's what's terrifying right now is, uh-oh. All right, let's take a, I'm going to look at the Orioles. You got to remember, they're going to have like an AL East schedule. It depends who the Orioles are playing. The Orioles' schedule moving forward might make that a little more tight than we imagined. The Orioles moving forward have, oh, come on already, one more against Toronto, three against Seattle, oh, that's not good, and then three at Toronto and three at Boston. Yeah, I like the Tigers' chances a lot.
And remember, Tigers need to lose all of their home games to set the home loss record.
Wow.
Are you rooting for that, or are you just...
No.
Because that's, like, it's one thing to set a loss record in a season. It's bad if you set the home loss record, because then you just didn't give your fans anything.
No. Man, it was tough going down there this year. It was, I mean, there's just no other way to say it. And, you know, I mean, the reality is if my kid didn't live in you know, Chicago, we would have had tickets. I'd have gone there all the time. But I think I told you guys, we fixed our brains a few years ago. We were like, okay, seriously, let's just go down here and have a fun time like we did when you were little and the Tigers stunk. That was our mentality. And we were like, just, you can't go down there and be miserable. Just go have a good time. All right, want to get into some NFL stuff when we come back. What is the national perspective on the Lions after the 1-0-1 start? I thought maybe they'd get a little more love after knocking off the Chargers. That hasn't been the case. I have a lot of college football stuff to get to this morning as well. Sounds like the NHL is in a period of peace right now. That makes me very, very happy as well. So in the meantime, Auto Value guest line is open, 313-396-5527. You can text us as well, Sports Radio to 21,000. Glad you could join us wherever you may be listening or watching on CN900 here all across the great state of Michigan.
At Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, Saturday night, October 5th, the jazz rock fusion of Total. Tickets start at $35 and are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. The legend is live. Toto. October 5th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
Hey, what's up? Sean Belegian here for my good friends at Luca Mariano. Francesco and his team have spent nearly 10 years planning and perfecting the best bourbon available right here in Michigan. If you like bourbon, you gotta try this premium product. As a matter of fact, we invite you to taste Luca Mariano at the Bourbon and Bacon event with our friends at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resorts on September 21st. Luca Mariano American Whiskey, family selected premium whiskey, born in Italy, distilled in Danville, Kentucky, bottled right here in Michigan.
Bill Simonson here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Mark Yule, who's the executive director, is joining us. And Mark, for a parent or soon-to-be parent listening, and maybe their kid is getting ready to make that move from eighth grade to a high school, what is the mission of the Michigan High School Athletic Association?
High school sports is all about giving kids a great experience. It's not just the experience for the next 4 years playing a sport, but it's the lessons that people will call on all the time through the rest of their lives.
MHSAA.com. That is the web address. Everything you need to know about the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can also follow all their tournaments it's probably the biggest time of the year for me whenever it's football playoffs, the road to the Breslin, or in the spring where I go to the Michigan High School Athletic Association website, MHSAA.com. That's MHSAA.com.
Chris Jensen.
But he can buy me a boat.
We're going to float your boat.
I'm getting him.
Friday, November 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's Chris Jensen plus Runaway Gene. Tickets for Chris Jensen are on sale now at the Eagles Landing at Soaring Eagle Box Office and online at etix.com. Chris Jensen at Runaway Gene.
Take a drunk girl home.
Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Matt Shepard here for my friends at Meijer. We're getting ready to turn the calendar. Fall's upon us, and that means fun fall flavors like pumpkin, apple, and maple. Head into Meijer to stock up on your favorites like fresh apple cider gallons for $3.99. Pumpkin spice coffee made creamers, only $2.99. Pumpkin and apple flavored fresh bakery products are 25% off. And Pepperidge Farm Caramel Apple Cookies. They're only $2.99. Get into Meijer. Eat up, save, and enjoy fall.